got to put a pat of butter on both sides.
Oh, butter? That's a
big
recipe.
Circular. Well, first I take a wine glass.
Last time on Poochie.
I got to put this call on the air. Hold on a second. Rolls? I stole your roll recipe?
And you've been presenting it as if it were your own.
Another call. I haven't even put a topic up. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hey, Caller Yagabuchi. Are you familiar with a butter sculpture? Well, imagine instead of butter, it's beans.
How seasoned are these beans, though?
Bucci added.
This is a reused bean turkey.
You make it sound so delicious.
Gavin Bucci.
Once we discovered that Gavin was so fashionable, my mother started putting clothes on him. People would be taking photos of him and going, ooh.
Ooh.
Ah.
Ah.
We're going to be best friends, live on the air. We're going to be best friends.
Booch!
Hey!
Long time no
Oh, my God! Wait. Don't tell me. Who is this again? Yeah. Rick. Let's do our secret handshake. We haven't done it in so long. You ready?
Here we go.
Yeah.
We're going to get booched tomorrow night, baby.
There's so much old clothes laying around at your mom's house.
Yes.
Why don't you make it the turkey stuffing?
Is this booch?
Oh, it's slinky.
Slinking here, slinking there. It's really just slinking around.
I don't actually remember her.
Come on, man. How long have we known each other?
Well, it feels like a long time. It's a pocket full of G's.
What up?
We called you Cat Tooth because you only had cat tattoos.
Now it's calf cat tattoos because they're all on my calf now.
Hey, surprise. The old trampoline. She's looked a little uncomfortable. People in the chat are like, how did you put a whole trampoline in your car? It's a foldable trampoline. For Christ's sake.
So nice to catch up with some best friends.
I really can't get into, like, the details.
No.
There was a situation at home, and that futon got destroyed.
Micah, what's your favorite Thanksgiving side?
I haven't done my day-to-day meal planning.
Okay.
Do you understand?
All right, let's do our secret handshake. Micah, text me at your side when you're eating on Thursday.
Right.
Please
you
do.
Got it.
All right.
Yeah.
Best friends.
Sometimes being best friends with Micah is difficult.
And now, this week, on Poochie. Let's stay in touch.
Beep. Wait, that's the wrong chair. Beep. Pulling up the chair to the dock. Oh my God, it's so cold in the studio. It is. Hold on, I gotta get a blanket to put across my knees. Like I'm dying of tuberculosis or something. All I need is a blood-soaked rag to daub against my lips.
Poochie.
Boom, boom, ba doo. All right. Hey. I got a pen stuck in my baseball cap. It's hard to put the cans on. It's not a Poochie adage. All right. Hey, everybody. Whoa, that's hot. Hey, everybody. It's another one of these. A Poochie. The show that people are calling the sassiest, slinkiest show on the street. The only show where the only show whose legs go up to here. I'm pointing to my shins.
Ooh.
All right, enough of that. Stop oogling Poochie. Boochgling. Anyway, you can't oogle me. Ken says it's illegal. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I hope everyone had a fairly okay weekend. I'm back from my, of course, family Thanksgiving, or as I call it, Friendsgiving. Still got it. Yeah, and it was a successful one. Thank you for asking. I mentioned last week that one of the main purposes of going home was to pick up some hand-me-down clothes from my brothers.
Gavin. Bucci.
And the other one.
Jessup. Bucci.
Gavin and Jessup, my bros. They have great clothes, as I discussed at length last week. And, boy, I scored. Literally, I picked up. People in the chat over there at WFMU.org are like foaming at the lips, like they have tuberculosis as well. And they're saying, well, what did Bochy? This is what did Bochy? What kind of clothes did Bochy get during the Thanksgiving? It seems so important to him. And it is. So I'll tell you a little bit what I got. I got a bunch. I got a pair of Penn State sweatpants, which I'm wearing now. I don't know if you can hear them. Hold on. Do you hear them? Wait, I'll bring down the music. Do you hear them? That's Penn State, baby. I also got a Penn State hat and a couple of Penn State slacks for, you know, good for job interviews. My brother's wife went to Penn State. That's why I have all this Penn State. I almost swore. And all because it's getting cold, like freezing, they gave me a new coat as well. And no, it's not Penn State coat. It's a beautiful, this thing is, I'm kissing my, just a couple of fingers when I do that. It's actually a beautiful kind of a camel hair coat. Camel hair coat. Man, it is great. Dope looking. Butter soft, caramel colored. Butter soft camel fur. Perfect cut. Just lands right on the knee area. The only downside is that the camel's head is still on the coat, like a hood. I guess they forgot to cut it off. And there's also a little blood inside. It's a little bloody. Just where they you know, remove the coat from the poor beast. No big deal. I just pop on a raincoat first, and it's perfectly fine. So, like I said, thank you for asking. It was successful. I do have a couple of new items hanging in the closet. Couldn't think of the word for closet. Another thing. This is kind of an interesting thing. Hold on, I didn't crack my can of sink water. You know they're bottling sink water now? People are like, oh, you mean bottled water? No, it's right out of a sink. It's not out of a Poland spring, so they cut the cost. We get the savings. Just need a person and a sink. And, 50,000 cans. And you got a business, baby. So anyway, another thing that happened to me while I was home in Rhode Island, and I was doing that thing where you show your recent wife the old neighborhood. You know, everyone does it. Like it's some sort of the site of some Civil War battle. Oh. See that house? That's where my best friend used to live. Now that, see over there? That's the house where I first watched a pornography. That's the house where I first got punched. Same house. That's my best friend's grandmother's house. Whatever. These are the woods I retreated to do Bucci. In peace.
In peace.
In peace.
Bucci.
And right there, that's the earth where I dug a hole, whispered my dreams into it, and covered it up. I wanna work and work and work and Reebok.
Reebok.
That was one of my whispery dreams that I, when I was a kid. Even as a kid, I wanted to work at Reebok. But anyway, so I was showing her around. She was, I was going through this whole thing like I was a docent, for Pete's sake. And my wife interrupted me and said, she starts telling me about this, she's reading about this super rare quarter. That's, you know, I don't know, they did a news story on it. And, you know, obviously she wasn't paying attention to what I was saying. But that's all right. I love listening. And she said, oh, this quarter, it was minted for the bicentennial, the birth of our, the 150th, 200th anniversary of the United States, which I can, I think we can all agree was a bad decision. But on this coin, on one side it shows it's the usual bust of George Washington, non-sexual bust. And the reverse side has, instead of like the eagle or what's on the on your standard quarter, it features like a colonial drummer boy who's facing left, and there's a victory torch circled by 13 stars, and it's that's it's a pretty rare coin. It can be worth up to, no joke, $2,500. So I was like, man. Bucci could use that, the show and the guy. So reached into my pocket, just pulled out a handful of change. People on Instagram who follow me there, Bucci Knights, know that I always carry a bunch of change. Pennies, nickels, dimes, all the rest of them. It's like my thing. I've always done it. I remember a guy in college who used to turn me upside down and shake me by my ankles until all my change would fall out of my pocket, and I'd be like, my change! You know, but more deeper. The voice was deeper. And then everyone would laugh and walk away, leave me to scrape it all up. All the change, scoop it back into my pocket. It was all in good fun. You know. I told my therapist this recently, and she just said, drop it. Okay. So I'm not mad about that. Anyway, when my wife, not my mother, oh my God, let's get that straight. She mentioned this quarter, the bicentennial thing. I reached in my pocket, looked through my change, and insanely, I pulled out a coin that looked a lot like the one she was describing. Colonial drummer, face and left, 13 stars, everything. I said, whoa. I said, Honey Bunch, I think I have this coin. She said, okay, but yeah, there's a lot of these coins, but there's only a specific kind of one that was minted in Denver, and that's the one that's worth all the money. There are two other variations from Philly and, I don't know, I think New York. So I take a look, and I'll be damned if right next to George Washington's little ponytail thing, there's a little D, very little, but it's there for Denver. That's where the engraver, the people who are minting it, they put the the minting of origin. And it was Denver. Holy swear word, I said. I have it. Now, it's not in mint condition, but it's not bad, pretty clean, you know. So I feel like I'm rich, guys. But before I start telling more people how I really feel about them, and you know, kind of walling myself up in a room of money, I want to make sure that it's actually the real thing. So before we get started with the show proper, I just have a quick question. Do you think this coin is worth anything?
Does anyone know anything about rare old coins?
So very quickly, 201-209-9368. If anyone knows anything about rare old coins, I have a bunch of them too. I mean, I have a lot of different coins, so we could go through them one by one. But I think the one is the only real valuable one. Some might be worth like 26 cents or something like that. And my friend who collects coins, she said there's no way that's worth anything. She has like a couple of those coins, and she has all these coins that came right out of Billy the Kid's pockets, these heavy silver things, and blue $1 bills, and pennies with Lincoln smiling, and everything. So her collection, you know, trounces mine. So, I mean, I don't know. If anyone wants to go through these coins with me, I have a lot of them. That's how much coins I have. God, I hope I don't leave these. Mike is going to take them when he takes over his show. So that's just, you know, kind of an ongoing topic. If anyone knows anything about rare old coins.
Does anyone know anything about rare old coins?
So thinking about this, how I basically have $2,000 floating around in my Penn State sweatpants got me thinking about all the stuff that we have in our life, all the ephemera that we just kind of look at all day, and maybe it's worth something. Something that our grandmother gave us, or something that our grandfather gave us before running away and never seeing his family again. Like maybe he left behind a tie pin. You know, we have all this stuff, basically. We don't know what it's worth, and it's a problem because a lot of us are struggling financially, and we're like, well, maybe we can be liquidating some of these valuable assets. Did I just swear? Well, so all the people who constantly complain that this show never makes them any money can, you know, shut up, because tonight Bucci's going to evaluate and appraise your collectibles. And so when you sell it, you'll have the needed information, and you won't take any guff from any pawnbroker, like so many of you do at the moment. So much guff. So this is going to be so like Antiques Roadshow, but not that at all, for many legal reasons. It's more of a Treasure Lane presentation.
Treasure Lane presentation.
Right? That's what it is. Treasure Lane. That's the line, okay? So you go into this pawnbroker, and you know, tell Bucci has already appraised it, and they'll accept that. And then, you know, if they're really pressing you, just tell them to listen to the podcast version of the show, and it'll be there. And you know, oral proof. A-U-R-A-L, the best kind of proof. And also, while you're there, tell these pawnbrokers to review and subscribe to the podcast version of this show, so we can bury other shows named Bucci in the algorithm. Now, people, unbelievable, Yep. People are already saying here, well, Bucci, you don't even know what your coins are worth. How are we supposed to trust you with other things? What do you know about anything? And that's true. And that's why I brought in an expert. An expert appraiser. And that appraiser is someone you may or may not know. It is WFMU's own Michelle with one L from the show Feelings, Tuesdays 12 to 3 p.m.
Michelle.
Sounds like there's two L's in that drop. I told my uncle. Jeez. Anyway, she is WFMU's expert at judging things. You know, money, you know, either whether it be it's worth, it's monetary worth, or it's emotional worth, which is another kind of appraisal that we will get into. People are like, oh, I only have a toothbrush from 1989. That's not worth anything. Well, if it's been in your mouth since 1989 and it's molded to your hand, that's worth a lot emotionally. I would have a hard time throwing that thing away. So anyway, that's what we're going on tonight. Bucci and Michelle appraise your junk. Figuratively. So that's it. Coming up after the break. Right now we're going to hear... What are we going to hear? Mikachu and the Shapes. Let's make the golden phone ring, ring, ring.
Yeah. Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
Bucci and Michelle appraise your stuff.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Hey, it's Bucci. That is so loud. This isn't a club. You know? Everyone wants the show to be a club. It's not. It's the bathroom outside of the club. All right, so we're going to appraise your stuff. 201-209-9368. Whatever you have. It's kind of like Antique Roadshow, but it's definitely not Antiques Roadshow. It's... What is it?
Treasure Lane Presentations.
Treasure Lane Presentations. All right. So, and to help me with this, because I do need help, because I don't know anything about worth of things, which I've just demonstrated my whole life, it is a WFMU's own Michelle.
Michelle.
My very own drop.
Hey, Michelle, how are you doing?
Hi, Bucci. Thanks for inviting me on the show
today.
Well,
of course. I mean, when I thought about an appraiser, I only thought of you.
Because I'm a judgmental witch.
Yes. Well, no, I think you just have you're very savvy about what things, and you have a clear-eyed view of what things are worth, and you don't sugarcoat things, unlike me. I'm always coating sugar all over.
Yeah, everything's worthless.
Well, don't say that, because that undercuts the entire show.
Oh, apologies.
Some things are worth something.
Value is a complicated idea,
and that's
so we will explore that today.
We're going to explore different kinds of worth, right? Not just financial, but, sentimental or emotional of any kind. All right, so you want to take a call?
Of course.
All right, here we go. Caller, you got your Booch and Michelle. Hello?
Michelle, too?
Hey, what's up? Is this Franco? Can you hear him?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Frank.
Okay, I can hear both of you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Hi, Franco.
Michelle, how are you?
You're always the first to call the show.
I do, and I'll explain why.
I know, really.
No,
it's
we
not,
don't have time for
really,
explanations.
It's really not that.
Okay, I like a music run-up to hear myself talking. Okay,
right.
On to the topic.
All right.
I'm going to give you guys a choice.
Franco, just slow it down for one
slow
second.
Slow your roll, baby.
So you have a couple, I understand, you have a whole house stuffed with things. That's how I imagine you living. Just full.
Hoarder.
Right, but not,
yep.
That's judgmental.
Yep. Yep.
No judging yet.
I've stopped calling myself a collector.
Okay.
I'm just a crazy old man who has piles of crap.
Look, I'm not here to refute any of that, but do you have something that you want to get appraised and officially here, instead of just thinking that you might have something sitting on some sort of sweet egg? What do you think?
Well, I was going to give you two the choice of picking a category, since I have so much
category.
Stuff.
Okay, what's the category? Can we just do one category?
Which might be of interest to Michelle.
Okay.
Vinyl records, then comic books, literature, and vintage clothes.
Michelle?
Vintage clothes.
Vintage clothes. Okay. All right, VCs, as they're called on the street.
Yeah.
Go. All right, what do you have?
Well, I have a storage space full of this stuff.
All right, so Michelle, do you want Michelle to evaluate the cost of your entire storage space?
No, just the clothes.
What?
Just the clothing.
Okay, so how vintage is this clothes? How these clothes?
Well, I started collecting in the mid 70s when you could get some really snazzy sports shirts.
Sure.
At the thrift store for like 25 cents.
Okay, so you have some 70s shirts. Some shirts from the
70s. Black Levi's that nobody else
and
had.
Black Levi's.
Because they were dead stock. But I did. I had like five pairs.
Okay. So we're evaluating your pairs of jeans and some shirts from the 70s. Is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Michelle, do you have any questions about that? Like, we have the condition.
Yeah, we need the condition. Has it been, are there mothballs involved in the preservation of these items?
Good question.
No.
Okay,
but
down
then
in value.
We don't really have a moth problem here in California.
Yeah, also, very important, have you worn these clothes?
Oh, I wore everything at least once.
Okay, used pit stains all around town. Where do you live? Because the value of the things will be different depending on what state you're
sure,
in,
actually.
I live in Los Angeles.
Okay, so expensive.
Well, you can resell vintage clothes in L.A., I bet, for a really good price, those suckers.
Yeah.
Oh, you can. You sure can.
Okay. And this is like how...
The kids love it.
These jeans and these shirts, are they designer or are they just like really old Sears clothes?
No, nothing like that. It was more like stuff that came out of the Sears catalog in 1962.
Okay. Michelle, do you have any other questions before you do your judgment?
No.
I have one question. Did you ever, how am I trying to put this? Did you ever, like, fall in love in these clothes? Do you have any sentimental attachment to these clothes?
I could just go on forever.
You do not go on forever.
That's not the topic.
Right, so the answer
is
no.
Did.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
All right.
I was always falling in and out of love.
Yeah.
And it was real easy for me because I look so sharp.
In these sharp
shirts.
Because
the girls would come to me.
Okay.
What size are those jeans?
Yeah.
Oh, I was real skinny back then, and I'm not tall. So they were 28 by 28. Twill jeans, and
twill.
They were just like, we used to call them just cigarette leg pants. And, you know, with a pair of engineer boots or ratty sneakers.
All right. We don't need the whole outfit, description of the whole outfit. So, Michelle.
The pit stained shirts are garbage.
Oh my
maybe
God.
$1.99 each. Maybe. I bet they're polyester.
A dollar?
A little bit tattered.
$1.99.
But tattered in the right way.
I'll give you something for the jeans.
Okay. So we got something because those are nice black old-fashioned
Levi's.
They're Levi's. They got thick wear. They
like
can go and go and go.
515s or something like
yeah.
that. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
And
I don't...
do they have any emotional value at this point to you? You're okay to part with them?
How much, I'll ask you, Michelle, is there an emotional value to when you were real skinny?
Always.
What of course the? There is. I mean, it's rhetorical.
What kind of question is that?
I mean, I was like swinging through the trees when I had my black Levi's on and when nobody else had them.
I have skinny jeans too, but I just lay them on the bed and I don't go anywhere near.
All right, a pair of vintage Levi's.
Yeah. What are they worth?
Black twill.
$68.
$68.
That's a good price.
And a sneer because they're skinny jeans and skinny jeans aren't cool right now.
That's right.
So one. So what was it again? What was the price?
$68.
$68 and a sneer. So like the pawnbroker goes.
Sold to Michelle.
Yeah. And $1.99 for those cokey little shirts.
But like the lot of shirts, not each shirt.
Bulk.
For the lot.
So many shirts.
For the lot.
All right. Franco, that's what you
lot.
Got.
It's a bale of shirts.
So I would take that to just again, show them the archive, play the pawnbroker, whoever is valuing these things, the archive, and they will give you the $68 for these jeans.
Although, yes. One last thought.
Yes.
Perhaps you should keep
for guys
them.
Who are just starting bands.
If you get a skinny ass girlfriend, you could give her the vintage jeans, and that might be of more value.
That was always a perk for the girls that hung around and moved in.
Oh, is that the perk? So the perk for dating you is you get they get a free pair of jeans?
He got into my pants, I got into his closet.
What is going on? We can't have that kind of conversation. Look, I don't want to have a sexual conversation right now with you, Franco.
Stop asking such leading questions.
All right. That's my.
All right, Franco, you got to go.
All right, bye, Franco. Thanks very much.
Bye.
Wow.
He talks a lot. Nice guy, though.
Never know. Great guy. Great guy.
201-209-9368. Call in on the topic. What's it called? Treasure Trove of Adventures?
No, it's not Antiques Roadshow. It's
Treasure Lane Presentations.
Treasure Lane Presentations.
I love it.
Yeah, so it's a little different. Or I can't think of another iteration of that. So if you want to get your stuff evaluated, a couple of calls came in, but we lost them. But so if you want to call in and get any sort of thing appraised, furniture, vintage toys, they're worth a lot on the old market.
They are.
Like I said, coins. Take a look at this coin.
Oh, I heard about the coin.
Yeah, but take a look. Don't.
Is it a buffalo nickel?
No, it's not. It's a bicentennial quarter. And if you just want to describe it, I mean, you don't have to.
Oh, from the year I was born. Because I'm a bicentennial baby.
Right. Right. Okay.
May I touch it, sir?
You wash your hands? You don't have any oil on your hands?
I don't wash
or anything
my hands.
Like yep. So just maybe hold it in your shirt.
Mint condition.
Well, no. There's a couple of chips on the side. See that? Where's the music?
Have you looked this up on eBay?
Well, that's what I did. And every indicator seems to say that it can be worth something. Whether it be like 100, even if it's worth 30 cents, I'm winning.
It's worth more than a quarter.
Right. It's got to be worth more than a quarter. I'm not going to really go outside for anything less than $100.
Does it have value for you? Where did you find it?
Well, I found it in my pocket with a bunch of other coins. So no emotional value. I do have coins of an emotional value.
I have a bunch of these at home.
Not the same kind, though.
Yes. Bicentennial quarters. My mom saved a bunch from when I was born.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But are they minted in Denver, though? That's the important
Why thing. Denver?
I don't know. That's the one that's worth it something.
Why? That makes no sense. It's not New York.
Well, New York is worth bupkis in New York. But you see that little D next to what's-his-face's ponytail, that indicates that it's a Denver minted
now
coin.
You're talking.
Yeah. So I think it might be worth some money. And if not, I have all these other coins that we can go through.
Call now, you'll get through. 201-209-9368.
Yeah, people are maybe hesitant because they were so frightened off by Franco's low... it's his own fault.
We got one on the line.
Thank you. Don't take over my show, though.
Sorry.
I thought we discussed this.
We didn't discuss
you
that.
You promised not to be better or more charming than
All
Bucci.
I want to do is push the adage button.
Caller. You got that's a Bucci adage, actually. Call you got Bucci and Michelle.
Oh, what up, Bucci, and what up, single L?
Oh, hey, what's up? Is this Ziggy?
This is Double G. We don't call each other by our street name.
Yeah, that's right. It's one or two G's. Hey, man, how are you doing?
You know, I'm really glad that you're bringing everyone together with the garbage they have in their home. I mean, treasures they have in their home.
Well, let's no judgment. Let's see what you have. Ziggy, what do you have? What do you want to get appraised today? Step right up to the appraisal desk.
All right. Well, you know, I inherited a couple years ago some of my grandfather's most treasured, precious possessions.
Okay, and those are?
So he has a collection of famous people's chair essences.
Famous people's what?
Like chair essence, like in jars, like chair essence, like, you know, when you like a famous person gets up,
yeah,
you're talking to them,
yeah,
they left like an essence. He collects it in jars, particularly from the chairs.
How did he bottle them?
Yeah,
mason jars primarily.
No, how did he bottle?
How did he get the scent in there?
Yeah,
I mean,
some,
you know,
sort of
that's
suction
a, that's
machine.
That's an industry. That's a trade secret.
It sounds like magic to me. Are you sure your grandfather didn't lie to you? Grandfathers lie.
You know, maybe your grandfather lied, but my grandfather was a saint.
Okay,
he never lied to me.
So he, your grandfather, is he still with us?
No, he's crossed
over. Your grandfather on his deathbed said, "Take my chair, the essences of famous." What famous people?
I mean, you know, he was like real popular in like the '60s. So like, you know, he like rubbed elbows with like, I don't know. You got like Andy Warhol, uh-huh, let's just say, you know what I mean. You got like Gene Stapleton. You got Sean Connery like early on.
So Sean Connery eased himself into a chair,
like
stood up.
People.
Michelle, do you have any questions?
It's a gold mine.
It's a gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, how can you prove that these? You know, it's actually the essence of Sean Connery's pants and not just an empty mason
it's
jar.
It's chair essence, because I don't want to, you know, I don't know what was on the chair, but it's the chair essence.
Are they labeled and
very,
with dates?
Very carefully is labeled with the name,
yeah,
mm-hmm,
the place, the origin, and what they ate for dinner. I'm not questioning my grandfather's, you know.
How do we know that the essence hasn't seeped out since the '60s?
He's duct taped every lid.
Well, you got an answer for everything, huh?
Well, I have it in front of me.
All right, so you have a bunch of duct tape.
You know,
all right.
It takes up a large part of my home.
Okay, and is it, all right, Michelle?
Can't put a price on it.
What? That's literally why you're here. You have to put a price on it.
All right. The lot or individually?
I'm going to, you know, I have them priced individually because I feel like I'll get more money out of that, but for the right buyer I could put you know, bulk order.
How many do you have?
I have last I counted 127.
Shipping included?
Shipping is how they get you.
Free local delivery.
Michelle?
$800. I'm lowballing a little bit.
Double G, you just made $700 because I take 100.
All right.
I don't know if I mentioned that this time.
You didn't.
All right. Well, I'm mentioning it now,
you know what?
And that's a Bucci promise.
All right.
Bucci.
All right, Ziggy,
promise.
Take your $800 of, you know, fart air and
chair
to the
essence.
Yeah, chair
Bucci.
Essence. All
chair
right.
Essence.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to. All right. Well, you're a rich man, Ziggy.
All right.
Yeah, bye.
Interesting.
This audience, man.
Right?
This WFMU listenership. They're such collectors. It screams.
I hate when that happens.
Do you have anything? A dial tone? Why does that happen?
People hang up.
But then they don't. Then why doesn't the light go out?
Because we can't afford anything here.
Do you want to hit the Bucci Anish?
Can I come over there and hit the button? Oh, my God. This is the only reason why I'm here.
The blue one. On the left. There you go. No, firmer.
Bucci.
There you go.
Adage.
Michelle had a hard time. You don't know, but Michelle has about 4-inch nails.
I do. I got fake nails.
She's like on the side. She's like kind of like a parakeet. All right. We got another call. What's your stuff worth? Caller, you got your Bucci and Michelle with one L.
Hey, Bucci. Hey, Michelle. Can't believe I got through.
Hey, Zachary. How are you doing?
Hey, doing all right.
Real quick, because we have another call. So what do you have to get appraised.
Always cutting me off, Bucci.
Well, I just want to get to it because there's a lot of people.
I mean, we could do a piece of furniture.
Did you ever watch Antiques Roadshow and they're like, well, let's chat for 20 minutes before we appraise your stuff? They never do that. Or maybe they don't film it anyway. So what do you have? Your furniture?
Michelle, we miss you hosting a call-in show. Excited to call
I absolutely
the day.
Agree with that.
But
I'm
yeah,
actually
no,
getting this slot next season.
Mid-century
what?
Modern. It's like corduroy upholstered with some leather underneath the seats. So the top part you sit on this, the corduroy, and then the back is...
it's a chair?
You know, like a leather.
This is a chair?
Green, you know.
Hmm.
A chair.
Maintained. We still use them to this day. They're used. You know, they're not sitting in an unused room or attic or something.
So it's a what kind of furniture? Piece of furniture is it? Didn't catch that at the
mid-century
beginning.
Mid-century modern. It's just a chair.
Okay, so it's a like mid-century a modern corduroy covered chair. So
I'm shaking my head.
Michelle's not saying very good. I mean, is it? Does it have any arches or S-shaped?
Oh yeah, the arms are real
and...
nice. It's a great book reading chair.
Here's the thing about mid-century modern
or
furniture.
Magazines?
What? What's the thing? You got to listen to Michelle.
Mid-century modern furniture and the men who love it really are not worth much.
No, really, I don't love it. I mean, it's just the piece of the chair is actually really good.
It sounds like you might love it. So, okay, so wait, but Michelle, that's a hammer of a statement. So
correct.
So is it men who like mid-century modern stuff? That's a red flag.
Yeah, major red flag.
Why? Because they got a little
flag.
Don
Could
Draper
in them?
You go
into more
them?
Detail,
Yeah,
Michelle?
They think they, like, should have grown up to be an architect.
Right.
Oh, so you see, because of the particular angles in it, that there's some...
It comes with baggage.
Yeah, agreed.
It comes almost with an essence, like
Ziggy's
thing.
We do have
Ziggy's
a Frank
thing.
Lloyd Wright house in this town. Everyone talks about it all the time.
Which one? Falling Water?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Now, if you said you own that and you wanted to appraise that would be worth something.
201-209-9368. Anyone
Airbnb,
who owns Falling
you know,
Water.
Whatever, you know, transient guest house.
This guy
they
sounds like he has broken
here.
Furniture.
All right, so what do you think?
$69.99.
Hey, okay.
So I'll chip
send
in
you the link, and then I'll post it on the
Yeah,
chip
yeah, and I'll take my little, my.
You're taking 7? You're taking 1/8%?
Yeah, something like that.
$7.
I have to wet my beak. All right.
See
thanks
ya. For all that you do. Cheers.
Bye. Lost another call while we were talking there. So 201-209-9368. Yeah, any kind of furniture, that's really great, but it has to have like it has to be really fancy. Apparently it can't be mid-century modern. What about like... What's after mid-century modern? Seems like that takes mid-century... Like, what's the...
What is after that?
The 70s, I guess.
Right? That's...
Call, you got Bucci and Michelle.
Hello. My name is Ezra.
Hey, Ezra. How you doing? Say hi to Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Ezra.
Hey, Ezra. So what do you have? You got something juicy for us? What do you want to appraise? Put it on the table in front of us.
Well, I think you would be interested. I have a replica of John Cleese's head signed by John Cleese.
John Cleese of Karate Kid?
I think he said Cleese.
No, a replica of his head.
Who is that?
The guy from Monty Python and Fawlty Towers. He's a British comedian.
Yeah, no.
Okay, this is a tough. you're judging in a very emotional way. You're just like, well,
how else am I going to judge?
No, that's true. So, all right. So you have a. What is this made out of, Ezra?
It's made out of wood.
Did you make it?
No, it's it was like a skit at a comedy show where he had to get his head chopped off. So they made replicas of his head, and my mom got one.
Is it stolen? Did she steal it?
Did they throw it into the audience like a guitar pick?
Yeah.
That's an interesting... And it's signed by John Cleese.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give it a couple of docs because John Cleese is a horrible monster now. I mean, he's kind of turned into like this really unpleasant character. But, you know...
The origin story is interesting.
It is very interesting.
People love a story.
Super unique, too. I can't imagine there being a lot of those things.
How large is it? It's life size?
I mean, it's, like, as big as his head.
How much does it weigh?
Yeah, is it
I'm
heft?
Sure.
That's one of the things on my list. It's heft.
Is it hollow?
No, it's not hollow. It's solid wood.
How is it made? Is it hand-carved?
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh. Artisanal.
I would say, I don't want to, you know, jump the gun, but I would say an artisanal...
Bespoke.
Bespoke, you know, what's...
Wood grain, hand-carved.
John Cleese signed. That's got to be worth a little bit of money anyway.
This might be the biggest ticket item we've had so far.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that, Ezra? Are you jumping up and down?
Ezra, you want to sell that? You want to part with that?
Yeah, what are you going to do with it, man?
Well, I'm hoping to sell it.
Okay. Don't you love your mother?
Yeah, but, I mean...
Pause. Do you hear that pause?
It's just sitting in the back, you know?
So. Yeah, you kind of took a pause there. Get rid of it.
Yeah, so, and get rid of it for how much money?
$1,200.
$1,200. Wow, that's great. Have you ever seen $1,200 all at once ever in your life?
No.
It's going to be sitting there in your palm of your hand, and the old pawnbroker is going to be like, it's a pretty good head.
Cash on the glass.
Right on the glass.
Thank you very much.
And then he's going to stick it in the back and sell it for double. All right, Ezra, good luck being real wealthy. Okay. Bye.
You gotta flip things.
That's a weird one.
So weird.
That felt like a real one, too.
I thought he said John Kreese, which is...
I'm not sure who that is.
So that's the mean coach in The Karate Kid.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and then I got excited.
That guy's got a...
I love The Karate Kid.
That's got a... He's got a big head, that guy, too. Yeah. That would have taken a lot of wood.
Babies have really big heads.
I know.
It's weird.
It pisses me off.
Me too.
What's going on, buddy?
If anyone tries to have us appraise a baby head, $0.
$0. And also, we're calling the cops right away. And then you know what's not the cops? 201-209-9368. Get your stuff appraised by Bucci. Wait, where's the drop? Oh, there it is.
Bucci.
And Michelle.
Michelle.
Sounds like there's an extra L in there.
Yeah, you threw an extra L in there just to insult me.
I didn't do it. I told my uncle that it was only supposed to be one L, and he made it with two. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know if I believe...
I don't make these things. You think I make these drops?
No, but I just, every day...
I don't have time for that.
When I drive home, I'm like, does he really have an uncle or not?
I have an uncle, and he's got something, you know, he's just a very talented audio editor.
Apparently.
What do you want? Sue me. Don't sue me. Caller. No, we don't have a caller. 201-209-9368. Don't be afraid. What's your stuff worth? Weird. And you know, you look in your old barn or a new barn.
I've got something for you to appraise.
Yeah, okay. All right. What do you have?
Okay. When I was in fifth grade, I was homesick from school.
Yep.
I was fat and ugly. My mother worked for UNICEF. At the time.
Sure.
My mother called and said, get dressed. You're coming down here. We need a kid to take a picture with Menudo. And I said, please don't make me do this. Please don't make me do this. Like, no one liked Menudo at the time.
Sure. Not like now.
Of course, she made me do it. Holding the little yellow UNICEF, the orange little UNICEF box.
But wait, Menudo was in your house?
No, I had to go. That was in Puerto Rico.
Okay, I see.
And they're Puerto Rican.
All right, got it.
So I had to have my picture taken with Menudo, and then the next day this really mean girl, Sasha Coppell, brought it to school because it was in the newspaper, and she showed it to everyone.
Oh, my God.
What's it worth? Autographed.
It's autographed.
The original photograph is autographed. Ricky Martin.
Well, right off the top, I can say this has no emotional value for you because it's attached to a painful memory.
It has. The emotion is hatred.
Well,
towards my family.
But that is an emotion, though. So it is worth something, though it might be something you would readily part with. It's in good condition?
Yes.
What kind of expression are you making in the photo? Are you like kind of like a grimace?
Yeah, hating life. Oh, we have a call.
I'm going to say $20. Caller, you got Bucci. Unbelievable.
I'm sorry.
Dial tones are worth nothing. I don't know if people are trying to get their dial tones appraised, but that's... That's not...
Garbage.
Not anymore.
201-209-9368. Call right now. You will get through. You will get to appraise... What?
You keep saying you will get
That's
through.
What we used to say on Shut Up
I
Weirdo.
I know. I'm getting a little bit of flashback, actually.
I know. Me too. But people were always, like, worried they weren't going to get through.
Right. Well, but they are, you know. So if you call up, unless you're sitting in an empty house with nothing... I'm sorry. You haven't
lived. I mean, then, like, if you're a Zen Buddhist, you have everything you need, right? Because everything is nothing and nothing is everything.
Yeah, well, let's see if a Zen Buddhist calls and let's see. let me praise his life or her life. It's probably just his.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Caller, you got Bucci and Michelle. How you doing?
Good evening. Hi, this is Jackie. I have that I got in an attic where I lived about a 6 foot high Chinese or China moi or whatever they had. Six drop-down oriental secretary. No nails.
Okay.
The inside is painted red. It's obviously not in great condition because I think it's old, but it has no nails in it at all. It's all dovetail.
All right, so it's what?
Dovetail.
Okay.
Dovetail, yeah. And then
now, I know what this is, but people in the chat don't.
With, you know, with glass in front.
Okay. Michelle, do you have any questions?
How old is it?
I have no idea. I mean, it was. I was able to get it, and the next thing you know, I can't find a picture of it anywhere, and I've searched for 10 years.
Sounds like it's in terrible condition.
Two drawers on the bottom, drop-down glass on the top. The legs are lion claws. They're a little beat up,
That's
but
nice.
I think it's pretty old.
$13.99. Sold.
$1,399. Jackie.
Wow.
That's money in hand. That's cash in hand right there.
Yeah, that's money for my dog and I to get an apartment.
Yeah, your dog needs an apartment. I mean,
Absolutely.
So congratulations. Yeah. You've been lugging around this whole thing, and now you're going to be lugging around $13.99.
Well, Ripple and I will be very happy.
Thank you, Ripple, and thank you, Jackie. Have a great afternoon.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Call you Gabucci. Don't be a dial tone. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Well, what's your name?
Thomas.
Hey, Thomas. What do you have to appraise today? Do you have anything for us? For Michelle? I'm not doing the appraisal.
I have a first edition Dungeon Master's Guide signed by Gary Gygax.
Who's Gary Gygax?
Okay, maybe this is a generational thing.
Who's Gary Gygax?
He invented Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay, so the man who invented Dungeons and Dragons,
yes.
He signed this guide.
Which is the Dungeon Master's Guide, and the first edition.
This is the first edition Dungeon Master's Guide. Is this in good condition?
Yeah. It's a little chewed up.
So not mint.
But okay, so but is it under mint?
No,
so you said chewed up. Have you been chewing on it?
No, it gets, you know. You got to look stuff up. So
dog-eared.
Used, gently used.
Yeah, not dog-eared.
It's used.
Okay.
It's all used up.
Well, but that just shows that you love the game.
Yes, it's
I've always wanted to play Dungeons & Dragons. Does that come into the appraise at all?
Would you like to be a dungeon or a dragon?
Both.
Well, I actually have a question. Have the rules changed since the first edition to this current? I'm sure they have.
What's
right?
the new edition? What's the latest edition?
They've changed significantly, and at some point I just got off board because they just changed to appeal to a younger generation that likes video games.
Okay. So this sounds like it actually is probably worth some money, but I'm not the expert in Dungeons & Dragons. Michelle is.
I wish I was,
Michelle.
But I'll give you $666 for it.
You know what? I think
perfect. That's exactly what I was looking for.
666, the number of the dragon.
Cha-ching!
All right, don't make that noise.
You're harsher than I thought you'd be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got to get through these calls that we don't have. 201-209-9368. We're appraising all sorts of stuff. Micah, do you have anything you want to praise by Michelle?
Oh, I've got plenty to praise about me.
No, appraise. Do you have any stuff?
I can't appraise something directly to someone's face.
I know you're a sneakerhead, Mike. Do you have any like mint condition Jordans like that you want to get appraised?
Certainly not mint condition. They're all moldy and they smell.
Michelle, what's the appraisal?
How bad do they smell?
They're pretty ripe.
Essence of mica.
it's like we're talking foot farts.
All right, that, we gotta move
on. That don't go anywhere.
Call Yagabuchi and Michelle and Micah.
I can't even.
Hello, you got the. You're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Hang up. We only have a minute left.
You know what? I appraise that phone call. $0.01. Call Yagabuchi and Michelle.
Hi, Bucci. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Really good. Real quick, what do you have to appraise?
I've got I think it's a pretty rare plastic tumbler from, not from 7-Eleven, but from a chain called Stop and Go.
Okay.
I have a small collection of plastic tumblers, and this one features the band Ready for the World.
Not interested.
Sorry. Call Yagabuchi. Hey, Yagabuchi.
Hi.
Hi.
So. I'm going to make it quick because I know we're
Yeah, real quick. Is this Rose?
So, it is.
Hey, Rose.
Yeah, hi. So we got to cut to the chase with you. I've got a pretty sick lamp that's like, it's this moose walking in front of the moon, and the full moon is the lamp light. It's really beautiful.
Is it a coffee table lamp?
I don't really know.
Does it look like something that would be found in Graceland?
And no, not what, necessarily.
What's its bullion
not
value?
Quite that gaudy. It's classy, you know. It's a nice thing.
And it doesn't have any precious metals contained in it, though, right? Like there, it's just.
I mean, like it depends on like what a metal means to you.
Hmm.
That's very smart.
Bucci.
All right, Michelle, so we have a very nice lamp. It does sound really, really
it
interesting.
It sounds all right. I don't know enough about it.
Right.
But we don't have time, do we?
We don't have time, unfortunately.
So I'll give you $12.
$12. Rose, I wouldn't take that. I would hold on if I were you.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on. I know what I've got. But thanks, guys.
All right, bye.
Appreciate it.
Woo, wow. That was, I wish we could have gotten more people in, but that was some interesting stuff.
It was.
WFMU listeners have so much going on in their lives. And Michelle, thank you very much for appraising people very fairly, I think.
Thank you.
Did a great job.
I appreciate you having me on.
And of course, anytime. Well,
do you mean that?
Relatively. let's that's not a promise. So, right up next is the show that everybody says is worth at least $150. It's the Music of Mind Control with Micah. Until next time, who listens to Bucci? You do Cheese. Go ahead, Michelle.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Music of Mind Control.
Mm-hmm.